6 Music. From 1, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. Tonight, another bass-heavy selection, but this time we're talking dubstep, and some tunes that have caught my ear over the last few years. We're talking The Widdler, James Blake, Mala, Titus 12, Burial, and Horsepower Productions, to name just a few. But for the next 60 minutes to make any sense, you're going to have to push your player to the limit, because you've got to feel the bass. So let's get to it with Magnetic Man's The Bug. I'd like to tell you this is a history of dubstep, but truth be told, I'm far from an expert. In fact, most of my tips come from my son Jet, a DJ and producer who's more clued up on these things than his old man. All I know is when I hear it, I feel it. We actually get booked to play out together occasionally, me representing the old school, and him, well, he represents the new. Quantic there with Mishaps Happening. Right, to some, dubstep's a relatively new genre, but it's probably been bouncing around since the turn of the century with origins in South London, with artists like Scream and Digital Mystics really leading the pack. But by 2003, even John Peel was championing this new sound. Angel from Burial's second album, Untrue, released in 2007. I guess the appeal of dubstep to yours truly is kind of obvious, but it's particularly pleasing to hear sonic experiments, a lot of which originated in Jamaica, making a mark in the 21st century. It's been quite a journey. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Martin's These Words featuring Dee Bridge, and you can find that on Great Lengths. You know, I've got to say, it's great watching the evolution of a sound, because dubstep's definitely come of age. From its dark experimental beginnings, it's now entered the mainstream. Having said that, it's still the ones rooted in dub-heavy reggae that grabbed my attention first. Johnny Osborne's Folly Ranking, the Vivek remix, as featured on Greensleeve's Dubstep Chapter 1, a cool comp of classic reggae tracks given the dubstep treatment by the likes of Koki, Mala and Chromestar. Right, let's head to the break with the Dubstep Daddies, Digital Mystics, and Mala's remix of Grace Jones' Love You to Life.
You'll find magnitudes of questions that divide.
Calling on the gods. Calling all the gods. Calling all the gods. Calling on the gods. Calling all the gods.
With Team 6 Music now.
Yes, only days away. Steve Lamack, Sean Keaveney, how you feeling?
Pretty good. Kaiser Chiefs will be providing the music, and we've been training our indie minds hard.
We'll be taking 5 Live down.
We've even got a montage.
You've got to keep running.
Team 6 Music.
I'm running.
Winning FA Cup team of 1984.
Everton.
Yeah.
Steve Lamack and Sean Keaveney.
I don't know why I'm running.
Lead singer of the Kasabian.
Tom Meehan.
Yes.
Pepper, Scissors, Stone.
Woohoo!
Fighting Talk. 5 Live versus 6 Music. Christmas Eve from 11 a.m. on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Nero versus the Streets with 209's Blinded by the Lights, one example of a dubstep duo who have brought the sound into a more commercial space, along with the likes of Chase and Status, who've actually just done a dubstep thing for Rihanna. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio on 6 Music, and it's time in the show for 3 in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a Don Letts dubstep selection. So push back the furniture and get ready to lose it with the Whittlers' Lady Dub. Favourite dubstep track from the past few years and still gets rinsed regularly in my DJ sets. Dreadzone's Gangster, the Trolley Snatcher remix. Before that, you had Titus 12's Human Face. Now you know that was going to work on the Don. But then again, so does this, from James Blake, an artist that's had a great year since the release of his self-titled debut album. This is The Wilhelm Scream. Falling, 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 falling. James Blake there with The Wilhelm Scream. You know, as far as I can tell, dubstep came out of the tail end of garage and took influences from ragga, techno, jungle, and of course dub. But the way it's going, anything's possible, as it's now established itself around the world, and respect is most definitely due. You've been listening to a dubstep version of Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on Six Music. If you like what you heard, spread the word. I'm back breakfast time New Year's Day for my Culture Clash Jukebox special as part of Six Music's Vinyl Only Day. But until such time, crank it up for the Dubstep Godfathers, Horsepower Productions. This is Damn It. We'll be right back.
6 Music.
Christmas on 6 Music.
This morning from 4, the live music hour. At 3, the first time. Right now, it's the best of BBC Introducing.
Hello, welcome to Fresh on the Net this Boxing Day morning, where we're previewing the second of our festive mixtapes to be given away over Christmas and New Year, which kicks off with Grandfather Birds and Higher Bridges.
Fall out of you.